This is Ozarks at Large. Last week's combination of ice, sleet, snow, and frigid cold altered schedules for just about everybody. Holiday concerts, gallery openings, and neighborhood parties were canceled or postponed. The headaches associated with rescheduling can be more intense for some than others. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith, for example, had to delay final exams late last week, and the rescheduling can be difficult because there are only so many days and hours before fall commencement ceremonies. Dr. Ray Wallace is provost and senior vice chancellor at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith and is with me on the phone now. Welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Why, thank you, Kyle. Glad to be here.
So how complicated do things become when you start moving final exam scheduling?
Well, it becomes very complicated. We closed campus on Thursday after our first set of exams that morning. We had exams on Wednesday, and then Thursday we got exams, final exams, through to about 11 o'clock in the morning, and then had to shut the campus down. It was becoming too dangerous. And then Friday, we couldn't open campus at all because it was, as you know, too dangerous for folks to travel for any distance. And then Saturday, it still wasn't good enough. And so what we did was we sent out a note telling our students, and our faculty for that matter, that these finals would be rescheduled the next week. You're absolutely right about commencement. One of the factors in commencement, though, most universities have a commencement ceremony, and frankly, not everyone knows whether they're going to graduate or not, because often final grades are not in.
Right.
And so we're going to have a commencement this Wednesday. Same thing is going to be true. People will walk across the stage. Most people will have done their finals by then, especially seniors will have done their finals by then. But if they haven't, that's okay. We're going to do exams Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday for the weekend for the people who missed last weekend.
Wow. Is this something, when you're putting together an academic calendar, and I don't know how far advanced you do them, but I suspect it's well advanced, does this ever pop in your mind that, oh gosh, semester's end in December, and there's always the chance in the Ozarks and the River Valley that we'll have inclement weather?
Yes. We always recognize that we're going to have inclement weather, or we might have it, and we continue to schedule. We are scheduled, we have 5 years schedules ahead of us.
Wow.
And that's the only way we can do it, to ensure that room utilization, moving, the crews that move rooms, that set up for graduation, have time. If we have got a basketball tournament in our arena, we've got to look at that. And so it's a long, drawn-out affair. I will tell you this time, we also have an intersession. So school starts for students who, right after commencement, who want to take a course over the winter break. And so we have quite a number. We'll probably have about 150, 200 students, I would say. Maybe not that many, but 100 students anyway, taking classes over the winter break. We ran into a situation today where we have scheduled those classrooms for those various classes, and now we see that we have finals scheduled in those same rooms. So we're now frantically changing rooms.
It sounds like it's one of those situations where if just one domino falls, it's sometimes hard to understand where all the pieces are going to end up.
I think that's a good metaphor for this. Let's just say I was so glad that in our area the roads were clear this morning, because I honestly was going to be pulling my hair out if we had to cancel another day.
What is it like when you see this forecast? Because we had an idea, you know, several days ahead, and you see it getting closer and closer, and it's not dissipating. When do you finally have to make the decision, okay, for safety's sake, let's postpone?
Well, this time we actually made it a little earlier than we generally do. We generally wait until the morning of in the morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, and a group of us go out on the roads and see, is this going to work or not? And generally that's what happens. But when we saw this one coming, this was, excuse the pun here, but this was the perfect storm. We saw this one coming, and we said, we got to call it now. And so, for example, by Thursday night, we knew that we weren't going to wait till Friday morning to cancel for Friday. And On Friday, we knew, frankly, that Saturday was going to be a bust as well, so we called those early as well. Generally, we wait. You know, we're attracting students from all over the River Valley, from Oklahoma and beyond, and many of them are commuter students. And so it's not just a matter of looking at what the Fort Smith weather is going to be. We have a lot of students who come down from northwest Arkansas, and we have faculty who live up there, and we've got, that road. There are a lot of our personnel, whether they be faculty, staff, or students, commuting on that road as well. And then into Oklahoma, the same thing. And so we look at a myriad of different weather reports and then make the call.
Yeah, that's one of the things, the changing dynamics of what institutes a college community in the last 30 years has really changed. Very few schools are, quote, residential-only schools anymore.
Oh, yeah. The idea that you're only serving a dorm community is that's long since gone.
Well, you've weathered this one.
Very good.
And it looks as if everything will be smooth sailing from here on out.
It will. We've got a good commencement coming up Wednesday evening. Then we have some students who will be taking finals a little after that. And then we're going to take a little bit of a break for a lot of people and then come back and hit the books really hard in the spring.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on making it through the rough weather, and we'll talk to you in 2014. How's that?
Thank you. Stay warm.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dr. Ray Wallace is the provost and senior vice chancellor at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. He talked to me about the changes in final exams at the school because of last week's winter storm.